Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Afira.
So today we have a game about misplacing things. So lost and found speed round. Here we go. Which French leader set up the first centralized lost and found department in a city?
That was Napoleon in 1805.
That is correct. Where would you go if you lost something on the London Underground?
I would probably go to the Lost Property Office.
You would indeed. Mm-hmm. And what is the most common thing lost on the New York City subway?
The ability to smell urine. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia, Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are backstage, and they're here to play our nerdy games, but only one will be our big winner. And our special guest is magician Derek Delgadio. His hit stage show is called In and of Itself. He describes it as a theatrical existential crisis. The last time I had a theatrical existential crisis was when I didn't get the role of Joseph in my elementary school's production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. They said I was too Jewish. Our first game is for anyone who's tried all of the combos flavors and concluded that they all taste like crunchy squeeze cheese. Let's meet our first two contestants. First up, Jen Crocker on buzzer number one. You're a freelance writer and dog sitter. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Your opponent is Legina Hill on buzzer number two. You're a writer and director. Welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
Very good. Jen and Legina, the first of you who wins two of our games will go on to our final round. Let's start with a trivia game called Artisanal Junk Food. Jonathan and I will pretend to be waiters, giving overly fancy descriptions of items on our menu. However, our restaurant only serves junk food. Okay, here we go. Why not begin with an individually portioned charcuterie? Our chefs transform a melange of meats into a simple jerked stick. Snap into this unpretentious, beefy delight. Legina.
Slim Jim?
You got it. That's right. I've always wanted to date an unpretentious, beefy delight.
In this appetizer, we fuse corn with liquid ice. Heat it under pressure and extrude it into uniformly unique, crinkly shapes. Enjoy our Flamin' Hot flavor profiles, including cheddar jalapeno, limon, and extra. Jen.
Cheetos.
Oh, yes, Cheetos. Mm.
Who knew corn was in them?
No idea.
In a feat of molecular gastronomy, today's potato dish is only 42% potatoes. We make a dehydrated tuber dough, press it flat, cut it, and fry it for 11 seconds in a saddle-shaped mold. Then we stack the crisps and serve in a foil-lined tube. Legina.
Pringles?
Yeah. Mm. 42%. Potatoes.
Yeah, it's less than half potatoes.
I know. What is the other 58%?
What is the other 58%?
Defeat.
Mouthfeel agents. Mouthfeel.
Today's limited seasonal entree special confounds the senses. We shape boneless pork into the likeness of costal cartilage and slather it with barbecue sauce. This dish's name is a tribute to our restaurant's founders, Richard and Maurice McDonald. Jen.
Chicken McNuggets? Mm. I mean, you said pork. Ah, the McRib, FML. Are they all wrong?
Well, we can't accept that answer.
That means fix me later, right?
In the edit, fix me?
In the edit, fix me later.
Okay, sorry.
Legina gets a steal.
Just
McRib?
Fine.
Is that my rib?
Sorry, the answer is McEar. No, that is correct. That is correct.
No.
Here's your last clue. We tucked sweet strawberry preserves into flat scones, frosted them, and topped them with colorful sugar shards. This dessert is served in pairs in a glimmering Mylar bag. It's the perfect end to a romantic meal. Legina.
Pop-Tart?
Yeah, Pop-Tart is correct.
I have no idea.
Also, the description of how I'd like to be laid to rest.
Mylar bag.
Puzziger, Archung, how did our contestants do?
Well done, Legina. You're one step closer to our final round.